thought about the parsha starts with Shabbos, but even more the parsha starting with Shabbos. Later on in the parsha, the Pesukim talk about a malacha. It's not clear what the malacha is. So Yitzav Moshe Vayavir Kol B'machane Leimor Ish V'Yisho Ayasu Oid Malacha Lishumas HaKadosh Vayikolei Ha'om Mehavi. So Chazal understand, Rashi quotes, that this malacha that's referring to is the malacha of bringing the items to the Mishkan, because the mach of the Klal Yisrael was considered a Rishus HaRabim, and bring it to the Mishkan of Rishus HaYachid. So it's considered a malacha to bring it from where they are into the Mishkan. And they get this at the end of the pasuk. It says, don't do any more malacha, and the people stop bringing. So you see that the malacha we're referring to is the malacha of bringing. So I figured it would be a good idea to talk about the some of the halachas of hotzah, of caring on Shabbos. And then, of course, this last Shabbos, we had the opportunity to really get involved with some of these halachas lemaisa, you know, because the erev was down. And I think in Baltimore the announcement was that the children used the erev for emergencies. It was up, but only used it for emergencies because you couldn't. I asked that erev was actually possible. We were hesitant to have somebody try and fix it because one person actually got a slight injury, but one was hurt trying.
Really?
So we just said it's, you know, the erev is down, that's it. Okay, so some of this I actually said in my announcement Friday night after tomorrow when I went through some of the halachas, but maybe we have a little more time to go through them. See what we got. I'm going to start from the top down, and we're going to try and see as far down as we can go. Okay. So there's interesting halacha that wearing two hats is a problem. If Rashi says that wearing two hats, the person wears one head covering, so we're not worried about the person having it blown off, walking down the aisle before he puts it back on, because he's not going to go bareheaded. If he has two head coverings, he has a yarmulke and then a hat, the hat blows off, he'll go pick it up, walk too far before he puts it back on. So is that only Rosh Hashanah? So the Taz says it's even in any place where there's no Erev. So you can't wear a hat and a yarmulke in that type of situation unless the hat is on tight. So one eight says, he says if you tie it under your chin. So that's not a good. If you have a cowboy hat, you tie it under your chin, it's fine. So I announced that the people should either take off their yarmulke and only wear their hat, so then that we don't have this zero. Alternatively, they should just leave their hat and only wear their yarmulke. That's one issue. The second issue, which I mentioned about hats, is that if a hat blows under a car, so a car is a rishus hayachid. So the area under the car, if it's within 3 tefachim from the ground, is a low-lying car, it's considered rishus hayachid as well. You're standing in a car unless you cannot reach your hand in and pull your hat out from under the car. You can stick your head in under the car, put the hat on, and then come out. That's not very practical. So any person who would, I can add an incentive for people not to want to wear their hat home. Okay. Wearing a rain hat on top, which wasn't, we didn't have rain, Baruch Hashem, we weren't grappling with the rain issue. Wearing a rain hat on top of a hat. So this is a famous machloek, is what the status of a rain hat. A bag is definitely a problem of hitzah, wearing a bag over your hat. Wearing a rain hat, which is made to be used with the hat, was machloek, is Ramosha held that that's considered hitzah. Because the rule is anything which is to protect your body is considered a malbush and you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos. Anything which is to protect just your garments is not a malbush. Since rain hats basically are there to protect the hat, not the person. Theoretically, you can have a very... Yeah?
I was going to ask, just in terms of all the double coverings, if you're someone who will wear your talus to shul, and I've seen some people wear, like, I did last Shabbos, I've seen some people wear with the talus already over the head on the way to shul, is that considered a double...
Interesting question. I'm not aware that it is. That's an interesting question. I would assume not. That's not a problem. Okay. So, other questions can held that it's not a problem. Since it's made to fit to certain size, etc., it becomes bottled to the hat, etc. So you have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi. Glasses are not a problem to wear on Shabbos. If a person needs them for regular use, if a person needs them for reading, it would be a problem to wear them. Because they're only mishamish at a specific time, not when he's going on the street at all. They're not benefiting him at all. Contacts would be the same thing. They're not a problem. Sunglasses, If a person needs them for some reason or other, that really make than the rungs and mashamish, a person really should not be a problem. And the problem is people tend to take them off. So really, it's a different question. Chazal did not make it, there's no gezeres chazal was spoken about taking off glasses. On a practical sense, you need to be aware of the fact you might take off your glasses. Okay, but Chazal did not specifically. Do we make up our own gezeres? So in general, we don't make up our own gezeres. So the example where this comes up was gloves. So one thing I thought about was gloves. The more it ever discusses wearing gloves is definitely a bag. There's no problem wearing a glove. The only problem is you maybe you'll take it off and walk dalai lamas before you, because you're going to shake somebody's hand. Well, that's not what it says in halacha. In halacha, discusses gloves. One says a lot of wear gloves. One opinion brought shulchan aruch. Other opinion says no. Because there you might take off your gloves to scratch off a kino, which is bothering you. You want to get rid of your lice. I guess that was the reality of what they were grappling with, not shaking hands, but taking off lice. Now, the problem is, can we make up our own gezeira? The Gemara never discussed such a gezeira. So, what the first opinion says is you're making up your own gezeira. The second opinion says, we see the more prohibited multiple things because of the concern that people might take it off and then carry it. So, do we see that list as an exhaustive list? And therefore, that's it. Or is that, we see from Chazal, we're addressing these issues, so we have to understand that applies to our modern versions of that as well. So that's the machloikas. And that's how they understand the machloikas in regards to this issue. So, in regards to gloves, I said we're dealing with a machloikas and an isidra, machloikas and an isidra bonon. Obviously, a person has to be careful. So, in a case where it's going to cause a person tsar, you can be makel. The Mishnah Berurah says that really a person, or the Shulchan Aruch says a person really preferably should be machmer, not wear gloves, because of that concern. It doesn't apply nowadays, I don't know, but the halacha does give us a solution. If you attach your gloves to your coat, that can be done either by sewing it, it can be done by tying it on, it can be done by with a clasp. Now, those little kids have these clasps, which attach it to the coat. So that would be sufficient, and now we don't have this gzeira.
Rebbe, are all the issues of Hotel we're talking about in our day and age in the vocabulary, are they all derabbanan, or are there any derabbanan in Shabbos?
Yes. That's a hard question, because it's a machlokes. And how you're supposed to pass that machlokes is a very big machlokes. The fact that we have an Erev around these areas means we're assuming it's the Rabbanan.
Right.
Because you cannot make an Erev around the rice. Minhag Yisrael was to assume it's the Rabbanan, etc. Mishnah Berurah himself comes out that he would really see it as a subject of rice. And it would be preferable not to make such an error that we do. Chazon Ish is very, very strongly upset with him. He says the minhag Yisrael was always to make a Reuven in these type of places. So to start introducing now this type of chumrah, he felt was wrong. And he added his own explanation, maybe why we don't look at it like that. So, like it's one of those few times where you have the Mishnah Berurah being machmer and the Chazon Ish being mekel, right? So it's interesting.
So am I to though, somebody generally hold by the arrow.
If you hold by the arrow, then you shouldn't use the durban.
Right. But for those who don't hold by the arrow, they would say it's an isidur raisa.
Right. Okay. Hearing aids. The assumption of Allah is hearing aids are, since they benefit the person to be able to hear, that becomes something which is functioning for the body. It becomes, as it were, secondary to the body. It's not called you're carrying it. It's coming bottle to you. So it's not a problem. The same thing with biplates. Those type of things, a person has some type of something in which they have braces are attached to your body. That's not quite, even these things which come out at night time, etc. There's an interesting halacha by scarves, that there's a concern that the scarf might blow off and you'll pick it up again, walk the alamas. That's more actually discussed in that case. It says the solution would be that it should be tied on. So if it's tucked inside your coat, it's not a problem. If you're wearing your coat open, so you should wear your scarf in such a way that it's tucked, as opposed to just hanging loose. You know, one of these things, they sort of like tuck it in, make a loop, and then tuck it in. So the reason why they created that style was to solve the Shabbos problem. They didn't realize that, but that's what they wanted to. Wearing a jacket over one's shoulders is mutter, even though you don't have your hands on the sleeves. So it comes out the sleeves really are not functional. Since that's something which people normally wear, that's considered a normal way of wearing it. Ramosha had a chumrah, he held folding up sleeves was a problem, because when you fold up the sleeves, you fold your sleeves up, walking out with the sleeves, while the heel was considered carrying. Because that part of it is not really functioning right now, those extra things, you're just carrying your folded cuff. And
it's part of the
begging. It's not
bundled. There is a discussion in the case with the more. The more talks about there is a case of the more. The more said like this. Let's say I have a talus on, and it drapes all the way down to the ground, and I don't want it to get cut on the thistles and brambles of the road or dirty. So I pick up the bottom of the talus and I hold it in my hands. It shouldn't get dirty. So it's awesome. Because I'm carrying that part of the talus, even though it's attached to the part of the talus that I'm carrying. Mm-hmm. So there is a concept in halacha that you can look at the baggage is two
components.
Two components.
But even so, even first with a cuff, part of it is like a stylish thing. Like some people always wear their cuffs up like that.
Right, okay, could be. So I don't know. So you have to figure that out. A sling is mutter. A person would have it, even though it's not a normal part of it, but right now it's helping his arm stay in position, etc. I'm not going to get involved in key pins right now. You know, the issue of keys, that deserves its own conversation. In general, we're making that women, the more I discuss this issue with the concern with women's jewelry, that maybe she'll take it off and show it to somebody. And when she does that, she has it in her hand and walk down the aisle. The minig is to be makel on that. Part of the reason why the minhag is to be makel is because we assume that we don't really have rishus rabbim bizman hazeh. So according to that, and that's why the minhag is to be makel, the person really is machmir on the Erev, probably gets involved in a whole slew of women's jewelry. There's a whole separate siman dealing with women's jewelry issues of hitzah. So meanwhile, the assumption is that's not a problem. So rings, brooches, necklaces, bracelets, even though while you're walking outside you don't even see them, but they're considered a tasha for the person and they're belted to the person, and not a problem. A belt is not a problem, obviously. A double belt, there's interesting halacha that you can wear two coats, you can't wear two one on top of the other. Sometimes a person is very cold, will wear two coats. Two belts one on top of the other, the minhag of the Ashkenazim is the Ramos says to be machmer, the Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter, the Ramos says to be machmer, unless you have a baggage in between. So I have my belt on my pants, and I put my jacket on, and I put a gartel on my jacket. I can't put a gartel on top of my belt because it's not really functioning for anything right there. A reflector belt is mutter, again, the way it should be worn as a belt over your coat. What about a case where a person has belts in his coat loops that he doesn't want to tie? You know, it's not so cold. He doesn't want to close his coat. Doesn't want to tie his belt. So he has his belt hanging loose. It's not really doing anything. See, if it's sewed onto the coat, it's not a problem. If it's not sewed onto the coat, it's just loose. So we could look at it as this is how the coat comes. It comes with this belt, and therefore it's not a problem, even though you're not using it. So it's like the same thing. The person wouldn't put his arm in the sleeve, or do you say no? Really, this belt is a separate item, which when you're using it, it's part of your clothing. Right now, you're just carrying your belt around to have it when you need it. So by shoes, we don't have that problem. You want to walk outside with your shoelaces untied. You don't say, well, the shoelaces are just... Right now, the shoe is carrying your shoelaces to have them available when you need them. It's part of the shoe. That's clear. When it comes to the belt, this is a machloikas.
Rebbe, extra buttons on shirt. That's not a problem.
I'm going to get there, yeah. All right, maybe I'll try and get there. Okay. Watches. So this is Remershas that self-held watches were, since they weren't directly on the body, are considered a garment, and therefore they're mutter. Other places had difficulty seeing it as a garment. The garment usually is made because either it protects the person in some way, which is hard to say that applies to a watch, but the heter would be that it's a piece of jewelry, and there's a heter of a takshit. Sees it a piece of jewelry. So really the purpose of a watch is to tell time. So if you're a woman, that's not true. A woman that wears a watch because it's a part of her, it can be a piece of jewelry for a woman. For a man, it's because he wants to tell time. He has a very fancy watch. So basically the one suggestion the person can have to the litmus test whether this is a piece of jewelry or not is would you wear it if it stopped working. So if you would, it's a piece of jewelry. If you wouldn't, it's not a piece of jewelry. This is a nice way to carry around your pocket watch that you would look at, which I mean you can't wear, but can't take a pocket watch. The Shulchan Aruch dealt with the yellow star. Yellow was actually the yellow circle. Wasn't yellow. They had the yellow circle. they had a certain in the ghetto in Italy, etc. They had to go around where this the yellow circle. So that's mutter because it's attached to the baguette, even with just a pin. So therefore, the assumption of the price given, the person would want to walk around. This is relevant in the DC area with his medals, right? The general with all of his medals hanging there. That's not a problem. Shoe inserts are they're there. They become functional in the person's walking. Not a problem. There is a gzeira if you have an open shoe to wear them, they might fall off and carry them. That's a problem. Suspenders. I'm very partial to this issue. Suspenders are mutter.
When you say open shoe, you mean there's no back on the shoe?
Right. Reserve buttons. I'll get to it in a second. So a person has the hood attached to their coat and the hood is hanging down, even if it's a hood which can be attached or detached. But now it's attached to the coat, it's part of the coat, even if you're not using it while you're walking.
So how is that any different than when you have the talus and you pick up that part of it?
So they are specifically dealing with that part as considered something distinct and separate. That's where you get this issue. So now, what's with reserve buttons? So the answer is if you have a non extraordinary type of a button, a regular standard button, it's so not chashiv, it's bolted to the coat, to the shirt or whatever it is. You have a fancy type of a button which you can only, you know, you have a coat which and you're carrying around, they have it available, so it's a problem. You have to take it off before Shabbos. You can't take it off on Shabbos. It's sewn on. Even in the talus, the interesting halacha is that if a person has to wear the talus in the normal way. So there is an opinion which says if I take the talus and I bunch it up on my shoulders, that would be a problem of carrying it. So we said since that came now, that became that standard way to wear it, it's not a problem. However, to wear it around a person's neck, a person would just be bunch the whole thing around their neck, that would be considered carrying.
Even if they want to wear it like a scarf, like it's cold.
Right, because that's not the derech how you wear it. The person can grapple with a mikvah towel. The person wants to go to the mikvah and he needs a towel there, so he wants to wrap it around his neck, and then it should function like a scarf. So instead, if you would wear it like a scarf, it would be mutter. I probably would depend on how large the towel is. If it's too large, it would not be normal to use that size as something as a scarf. It would be a problem.
You mentioned the buttons. What about the like a little thing from a Schottness lab?
So let's say you have a cleaner's tag, you have something with the Schottness label, all those different things, they're attached to the garment, so they're bolted to the garment. You have a loop in the back of your jacket to hang it on, all type of things, it's bolted to the garment. However, there's an interesting machlokas, the Chai Adam holds that, let's say it tore, so you have a loop which holds the button for your coat. And the loop tore, or the button is so loose you don't want to use the button anymore. So right now it's not functional. So here it's somewhat counterintuitive. If you're planning to not fix it, it means it's so insignificant it becomes bolted to the bag. If you're planning to fix it, it's not insignificant and it's not bolted to the bag. It's not functional either, so it's not part of the bag. So you're carrying it. The source for this is a din by a case of a talus, or a person wearing a talus. And again, no eruv. And one of the tzitzis becomes puzzle. So also you can't wear the talus. So on Shabbos, there's no problem wearing a garment without tzitzis on Shabbos, because you can't fix it. So you're anonymous on that part. So that's not the problem. The problem is you're carrying tzitzis. Mm-hmm. As long as the tzitzis are part of are kosher, they're functional. They're helping the baggage. When they're not kosher, they're not functional. So then they're insignificant. No, they're not, because you're planning to fix it. So therefore, they're important to you. Mm-hmm. So I'm carrying around my tzitzit to have them available after Shabbos to fix up, to correct my bag. So that's a fair shadin in Shulchan Aruch. A person would do that. It would be chayiv chat, skil, etc. It's a real hutzah, real bona fide hutzah. So Chayyotim says, so the same thing by the case of the loop. Some say maybe the loop is not as significant as the tzitzit, maybe, okay. But this idea of a button, which I'm planning to fix after Shabbos, would be the same thing. You know, if it's so loose that it's not functional, I can't use it because it would rip off if I use it. So it's not really helping the baggage at this point in time. So if it still looks nice, okay, maybe it's helping the baggage because you can have a button which is just there for show. But if not, it really may be a problem. So, but the cleaner's tags and everything, those are insignificant. So the person would say, if you always are very mocked to remove your cleaner's tags, you better make sure you remove it before Shabbos. If you don't care that they stay there, then you can leave them on the Shabbos. Which comes somewhat back to being this element of counterintuitive. One last point. There's a lot of mishmash megadim. We say from a leak, a person has to be check his clothing before Shabbos. Obviously, it's very relevant when there's no Erev. The person, even when there is an Erev, the person should check. Maybe there's mutz in one of your pockets. The Goyen points out that this halacha is because we're afraid if you put it in your pocket, you're going to inadvertently walk out with it in your pocket. That remains true the rest of Shabbos. So this halacha that you have to check your pocket to see if anything is there. So if there's an Erev, the issue is muksa, so I'm not worried about you putting muksa in your pocket on Shabbos. If there's no Erev, and the problem is that you have now a problem, you might walk out, you cannot put anything in your pocket on Shabbos. Because of this din of mishmush. You can't put anything in your pocket, all Shabbos, because then you're a rid of loch of mishmush, the guy says. Because then once you put it in, you might forget to walk out.
You don't just check your pockets
every time before you walk out?
You know, that's part of what we're afraid of. Over here, I told you to check before Shabbos in case you might forget to walk out something in your pocket. So you can't put yourself in that situation. So the guy says you can't put anything in your pocket, all Shabbos.
So no tissues.
well, no. You just...